So our reading is from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has appointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Good evening. It's lovely to be here this evening with you. And thank you, George, for that wonderful bit about Riverbank. It's lovely to have that encouragement as I stand up. So for those of you that you don't know me, I'm Michelle Rutter. And in November, it was my privilege to take over the running of Riverbank Trust, which is based right here at Holy Trinity. So Riverbank has just entered into its ninth year, and we're a charity that supports some of the more vulnerable families in our local community. Our mission has always been to equip families and build relationships in order to bring about transformational long-term change. We want to see the lonely and isolated brought into community and ultimately into a relationship with Christ. Our ministry is based on the words of Isaiah 61, as Karen's just read. And when Ellie left, and Ellie was the founder of Riverbank, and she left in November, she gave us this picture to hang in our office. So this is what we've got hanging up out the back. And it focuses on the beauty for ashes phrase. And it is so significant and integral to our work. In biblical days, it was customary for people to cover themselves in ashes to signify mourning or loss, which then became symbolic of pain and suffering. We may not cover ourselves today with ashes, but actually we know what it's like to experience hurt and grief. And this is a place where many of our families find themselves on a regular basis. But when we're further told in this passage that ashes will be replaced by a crown of beauty, the oil of joy and a garment of praise, what a message of hope and joy we can bring to the families that we work with. Many of our mums will tell us that they don't feel beautiful, that they're not like them over there, and that day to day they don't feel much joy. But actually, what a promise we have to bestow upon them. When Ellie and I handed over and we talked about the future of Riverbank, she kept saying to me, keep talking to the church, Michelle. Keep talking to them. Keep telling them what we're doing. Tell them our stories and let them see how God is working in the lives of our families. When she spoke last year, her message was really simple. Ellie spoke about love. That's why we do what we do. We love because God first loved us. Her message was simple. And so is mine. We're family. And we want to extend the welcome of this church to those who are yet to know or find Christ. We often refer to Riverbank as a family first and a charity second. But the good news is that we want to share our families with you. Riverbank is an extension of this Holy Trinity family, and we believe that God is going to increase our numbers here. Our families are your family, and you are part of theirs. Throughout his ministry, Jesus often modelled how to welcome others. In Matthew 19, he says that let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. The story of Zacchaeus is another example and identifies a man who was a tax collector and despised by many. But Jesus calls him out of the tree and they experience a mutual welcome. Through Christ, God has called every Christian to welcome others. When we welcome one another as Christ has welcomed us, we bless the church, we show Christ to the world, and in doing so, we bring glory to God. So I've just got two aims for you this evening. I want you to learn something new about our work and ministry and see how God is leading us. And I want you to know that we're all in this together. I want to share our news about what we've been up to and for you to catch the vision of us being a family here together. So how do we do some of our work and what does that look like day to day and a year in the life of Riverbank? I've got some photos, so take a look. Thank you. That last photo is really special for us. We see that as a family photo. It's the first time we've done that at Ellie's leaving party. We said, let's get everyone together and let's have a family photo. And it's just so lovely to see it up there because that's Riverbank actually. So as we said goodbye to our dear Ellie last year, she used the analogy of a book and that with Riverbank, she had come to the end of the chapter. Now, some people thought that we might all pack up and get new jobs, but we knew that God was not finished with us yet. And in fact, we were just about to enter into a new chapter. And I just want to share a few examples with you now of how we're still moving forward. Yep, that was the one. Okay, so just some numbers for you. So currently, we're working with approximately 65 families, and this is on a one-to-one relational basis. We've had approximately 18 new families come through our doors since January, so that is a huge figure for us. We are at capacity. We've got our families bringing their friends along, and we're working in schools more, so we've inherited more school families as well. We're not quite sure what we're going to do if those numbers keep growing. It's a great problem to have, but 18 new families in 2 months is a lot for us. So over the years, we think about 120 families we've worked with in total. About 200 children have come into contact again on a personal basis with Riverbank. We've had 26 mums attend our Kids Matter parenting group, which has been so successful. We're running that on a termly basis, and they keep coming, and again, they're bringing their friends. And we know that this has impacted 53 children. We've had 22 families attend some free art workshops which have been put on for us at Orleans House Gallery, and they've come here for us. We've given away approximately 18 places in holiday clubs. We've been building up our community links, so with KIC, with the Richmond Basketball Knights team, and with Richmond Dance Academy. We work in 3 schools, 1 hostel, and we've got 8 members of staff. So just a few numbers for you there. So at the start of this year, we took some time out as a team to seek God and ask him what the vision for this ministry might be and where we might be heading. Our team are a wonderful group of people who work well together, and we're really led by both the Spirit and God's heart. When we came together, we talked about the future of our work with mums, and we know that there is still the need for support for dads who are struggling or parenting in very difficult circumstances. We would love to have a male outreach worker work alongside us to love, support, encourage and meet with the dads. And if this is something that stirs you or excites you, then please do come and speak to one of us or pray about how you might be able to help us. Over the years, we've worked alongside a number of families who've moved on from primary to secondary. And for many of them, losing our support is a real worry that they face. Now, as it happens, we never drop our families because we believe in long-term relationship. But how we work with the families that have transitioned into secondary school is a question that we often find ourselves asking. And we're also talking about planting a Riverbank hub into another community, which is really exciting. Many of our mums are rehoused in other areas of Richmond, including Ham and Witten and Hampton. And we would love to empower and engage other churches to do what we do. Last year, we employed Laura in her role as a mission and ministry manager. You might not know her, she's over at Halford House, but she's a great addition to our team. I always like to make it clear at this point that actually mission and ministry is at the heart of everything we do, and it's kind of all part of our sort of job descriptions, I guess. But having someone lead in this area and put it at the centre of our work, we feel is hugely important because we want to see spiritual growth. We've seen some of our families come to faith, and more recently, Laura has been leading a Bible study for a few of our mums. Laura's future plans also include a Bible club for the children of our families and a Living Waters course after Easter as a Just Looking group for those who are interested and want to explore faith. We would love to see these mums encompassed into church, be part of a home group and ultimately find faith. I'm going to introduce you now to Naomi and share with you a short film kindly made by Niku. I'll let you tell her story, but let's just say it's got a happy ending.
It was a point of hardship when everything seemed to be going wrong. I was pregnant with my baby and had got made redundant. I was in a relationship where it was a bit challenging, basically. The relationship broke down. And I had to leave the family home. But it reached a point where I know I had to ask for help. Mm. We were put into the hostel. People from Riverbank would come in, you know, and, you know, do the session, the droplets, you know, with the kids. It felt nice to be able to speak to someone, building the friendship, you know, obviously with the passage of time just got stronger, and at the time when I felt alone, confused, helpless, hopeless, it was nice to have someone who, with time, I built, there was a trust there. Yes. It just gave a sense of acceptance, belonging. You know, Riverbank was a place where I could actually go to, you know, for that support, that help. At this point in time, prayer, I didn't pray. Ellie would say, oh, should I, you know, can I pray for you? Can I pray? I was like, yeah, okay. No one's ever asked to pray, but, you know, I would sort of like put my head down, you know, wait for her to finish. And it felt good. And as time goes and she started to do that, we started to do that more and more often, I could feel my heart was softening. And I know now, looking back, the Lord was pursuing me. He was there. He was calling me. And that's where, you know, I realized I want to know more. I want to know God. Yeah. I want to know the Lord. You know, I just want to know more, basically. Me a greater understanding of the Lord and who He is. Riverbank had not only help in terms of, you know, having a friendship and providing that support and just knowing that we're not alone, you know, in our journey. Literally, Riverbank carried and walked me through it. The one thing that stood out for me is us, you know, Riverbank, give us the greatest gift we could ever ask for. is getting to know the Lord. If I could describe Riverbank in one word, I would say it's love. We feel so loved. It's just pure.
Amazing. I was having to take a bit of a deep breath after I hear that. First two times I watched it, I just cried both times. So another project that Riverbank has been involved in over the past few years is a project called Community Sponsorship. And this is a home office run project in conjunction with the local authority, which will see Riverbank rehouse a refugee family. It was very much Ellie's vision that we should be a Christian community that would make room and provide abundantly for the foreigner and the refugee. That we should provide radical hospitality and answer the biblical call from Leviticus 19, which says, "When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt." And again in Proverbs 31, we're commanded, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up, judge fairly, and defend the rights of the poor and needy." So where are we today with this project? Well, we have a house. We've submitted all our paperwork, and this week we met with the Home Office, and it was a really positive meeting, actually. They really liked what we had to say. So I've got a bit of tweaking to do with the application, she says. But yeah, once we can get that turned around and back in again, then hopefully we're on a much shorter timescale. So we've got the funds in place and we've got enthusiastic volunteers, but we have no idea yet who this family will be, but God does. This is his work, and we're merely following his commands. And we would love to talk to you more about how you can get involved. So I've got a few practical examples here. So how can you help? Like I say, we've got a house now, 3-bedroom house, which is amazing. So we need practical items, all the day-to-day stuff that you use. So plates, cups, clothes dryers, tables, chairs, beds, towels, curtains. One thing we really need is a fridge freezer. So if anyone's got a fridge freezer hanging around or they know of anyone, we really need one. We need practical support, translation. Believe it or not, 2 people from this morning's service came forward as Arabic translators. Now, if you don't ask, you don't get, but that is amazing. I didn't expect that. We need help moving furniture, befriending. We've got a team of volunteers already, meals, providing food. We need financial support. We've got good backing already, but we don't have an endless pot. So we will help with school uniforms, school shoes, clothes, bills, transport, days out, all those sorts of things. And again, we need prayer support. So prayer for the family, for funds, for volunteers, for Riverbank as we support them, and for good local links and working partnerships. We've worked really hard with the local authority, and we've got a really good partnership with them now. So again, really close links. So at Riverbank, we do what we do by the grace of God, and through discernment and careful spending, our prayers don't go unanswered. We're hugely blown away by the financial support we receive from this church. And this is a really good opportunity for me to publicly say thank you. It never quite feels enough, but we are truly grateful for all the love, support, prayers and money that you give to this wonderful work. And also a big thank you to our volunteers who tirelessly commit to and support our groups and events. And we really couldn't do it without you. We're excited to be soon launching our new Virgin Just Giving page, where you can donate specifically towards the community sponsorship project. We were hoping to have it up and running by today, but actually the paperwork and getting everything through took a bit longer than we hoped. But we're going to put it into the bulletin in future. So if you want to give to the community sponsorship project, there'll be a link via the Virgin Just Giving where you can put some money in and make a donation. And last year, Ellie and Tristan, who's our chair of the board, stood up here because we were in a really difficult place financially. But the response was amazing and money was graciously given. But today it's my turn to stand here and ask you to again consider giving to our work and the future vision of this charity. We really need people to commit to giving to us on a monthly basis. And we've set ourselves the challenge of finding new monthly supporters. We also value one-off gifts, both large and small. And if this is something that you would like to talk more about, then please do come and speak to me. Karen will also be about after the service, and she will have giving forms. So please speak to her or any members of our team. And again, here's just a few examples of where your money would go. So I stood up here at Christmas with a bag, and I said £10 to £15 would give a gift bag to a family at Christmas. £25 a month, roughly, for refreshments at Little Droplets. And this is our mother and baby group at the hostel. And this is the one that Naomi referred to, so it's really special. That was the hook that brought her in, just going to the hostel week after week after week, just being there, just loving the mums, just praying over them. £50 a month, roughly, is the cost of a befriender to visit with a parent. £100 a month, roughly, is the cost of running our Kids Matter parenting programme. £2,000 a month is the cost of providing outreach in our three local primary schools. And about £11,737 would be the annual cost of 2 days a week for an outreach worker. And like I said, we would love to have more workers. We know there are people that want and need our support, and we would love to be able to provide for them. So what is the vision moving forward for Riverbank and Church? Well, we want to see more families be part of this wider family, and we want to be better at bridging the gap that we find ourselves in. Many of our families happily come into this church every day of the week except for Sundays, and we want this to change. In 2 weeks' time, we have our next all-age service, and as a way of practically extending the welcome, Riverbank will be using this as an opportunity to invite our families along. Richard Jackson is going to be cooking a roast for our families. If you've ever eaten Richard's food, it's wonderful. And we would love everyone here to just be part of that welcoming team. So when our families come, we just say, do you know, you're really welcome here. And again, for us, it might be a bit more noisier and chaotic and messy, but that's family. Family is not neat and it's not straightforward. But for those on our own, as we saw with Naomi, this might be one of the few places where they can be loved, heard and taken care of. Ellie spoke a while back about the one. Jesus went after the one in Luke 15, the sheep that was lost, the one that wandered away, but he didn't forget them. He sought them out and he rejoiced in their discovery of being found. And what a wonderful God we serve. If we only get the one in 2 weeks' time, then let's rejoice, for another has been gathered into the flock, which in time we pray will become part of this extended family here at Holy Trinity. Amen.